So, Teresa, delighted to have you in the studio to look forward to the Olympic Games as the Irish team, under your team management, heads off to Paris this week. Another exciting time in your managerial and coaching and athletics career, Teresa.
Yeah, of course. And thanks very much for having me. I'm delighted. I think we're all at this stage now where we just really want to get the show on the road and to manage that. And I'm heading on Thursday into Paris. We're going to camp for about 10 days before we go into the village. And yeah, this year has just flown by. We had three major championships. We had World Relays, we had European Champs, and now Olympic Games, the pinnacle of it all. And, you know, we're here and we're ready.
Yeah, it's a different Olympic Games from the last one you were at. You were in Tokyo, very much under COVID. It's a wee bit more easy going now, is it, compared to back then?
Well, I think maybe not so much easy going, but a very different experience. Yeah. And I think the best thing I think of all is that athletes are going to get that real Olympic experience that they didn't get in Tokyo. Because everything was so restricted. And yeah, I'm very relieved not to have an OCHA app and a location app and daily testing for everybody. So please God, now it will be a good experience from that perspective. But yeah, but we are in a different place this time because the expectations are higher based on recent success and that. So it's like everything, you know, everything brings everything to you. So.
Yeah, obviously Paul McNamara is the high performance with Athletics Ireland. He was brought in a number of years ago. Things were changed, development was changed, and you feel now that maybe the Irish athletes are starting to see the fruit of that, particularly after the last couple of years and the most recent Europeans as well. Ireland's in a good place then going to these games in Paris.
Yeah, I think particularly, you know, there's that ethos of high performance and that high performance outcome. And certainly, you know, Paul's predecessors have certainly laid the ground for that. But I think Paul has definitely brought it on to a new level. He's has consistency, and his consistency of thought is, you know, has brought us to this place. He gets it. He's an athlete himself, or was an athlete himself. And again, you know, lots of our initiatives around that support, and particularly supporting coaches, which has been a great initiative, and just fighting that battle for us. And again, our partners, obviously, with Sport Ireland too, there's just a lot of, it's very much, we're very much in a high-performance environment, which is fantastic.
What is the role of team manager with Ireland at the Olympics, Teresa? What's your job entail?
When everything goes wrong, that's usually when I come into my own. No, it's very much my in this particular Olympics, I have been doing a project for the last year or two on the camp, which I have to say is in Fontainebleau, and we're very, very happy with it and looking forward to getting there. On the actual operationally on the ground, I suppose that warm up area, the track, the competition, everything to do with that is my domain. And should that be who's going to be there, when they're going to be there, how they're going to get there. And I suppose for me, the contribution that I have seen for myself as a coach is just managing that whole area. It's a high level, a high octane level. For anybody that's ever worked in a hospital, which is my background, I often refer to something like casualty or A&E on a Saturday night. There's blood, sweat and tears. So it's very much that managing that area. And then as the competition goes on, you have then the whole technical side of things. So if there's any issue at all or anything that I think that we're not getting a fair drive at or a fair level at, you know, I'm on that like a hawk to sort of see and fight the corner and fight the good fight if need be. And then again, you're just managing everything then again for the next day and the next day and the next day. So
so even to get to there, there's a lot of preparation being done by you and your team.
Massive, it is surely. And again, for me, you know, my ethos is organisation is key to everything. So again, if I'm organised and I know exactly what I'm going to be doing and I don't have to worry about something that needs to be done, that allows me the opportunity then to deal with what comes up. And I suppose my learning myself is that there's always problems. There's always going to be a problem. There's always going to be something that you're going to have to deal with. And it's about how quickly that you can resolve that to the best satisfaction that you can.
Because I suppose one side of that as well is, as happy athletes perform well And at times it's down to you to keep them as happy and as contented in the zone as possible, is it?
It is very much so. And again, I think that's knowing the athletes. And I'm often quoted as almost half singing. Sometimes you say it best when you say nothing at all. And I suppose that's knowing the athletes, knowing what they like, and the coaches. And sometimes too, you can't forget, coaches also need to be supported. And I have gained that, and I have the respect of coaches, being a coach myself. And people have seen me as being there, done that, and trust me around that particular area. And again, sometimes it might not only keeping them happy, but making sure they are where they're supposed to be at and doing what they're supposed to be doing, sometimes whether they like it or not.
Yeah. And obviously, from an athlete's point of view, we do have interest in both Mark and Kelly. Maybe we'll start with Mark, who has, in fairness to him, been in very, very good form over the last couple of months, and he's positioned very well going to these games.
Oh yeah, surely, and I think that disappointment from Rome, you know, is always in one sense, when Mark has a disappointment like that, it usually augurs very well for him in the future, and that's exactly what he's seen. He's come out and proved where he's in and the shape that he's in. I found Mark to be very focused in Rome, and I think he's in a great place. And certainly his run's not even at the weekend there. He ran a nice 400 at the weekend, and has to go out and break his own Irish record twice in the last couple of weeks. And I think he's in great form and going into championships with super confidence. And again, with Mark, and particularly with Mark English, we all know he is a great tactician. He is a competitor. And there's opportunities always, and particularly 800 and 1500 from a tactical point of view. And I'm confident that he will have a good Olympics.
Yeah, he didn't get out of the first round in Tokyo, but we're expecting Sarah Mark now to move up through the rounds in this event. You would expect him to get out of round one in Paris.
100%. And I think the athlete that Mark was in Tokyo and the athlete he is today is completely different.
Yeah. And obviously Kelly McGrory, delighted to have the Tyr Connell girl involved as well as a part of the relay team. It's going to be a fantastic experience for her.
It's amazing. And just to be at an Olympics is amazing. And I suppose I'm very much reminded immediately about World Championships last year. And I think, you know, we talked about a relay and about whether people would be good enough to actually run and what leg they would run in terms of their quality. And every one of those girls, and Kelly particularly, came out and ran, I think she ran a 2 second PB in her split. You know, so I think it's amazing when you provide the environment and the opportunity, what comes. And again, Kelly has been in super form, again, running PBs. And so it's a great resource to have for her, really.
Yeah, and the team, the relay team that she's involved in, is a high quality relay team. There's no doubt about that, Teresa. Could we see Kelly run a leg at some stage in the Olympics, depending on how the schedule's going?
Yeah, I think so. There's quite a strong possibility, I feel, because of the scheduling of the women's 4x4. Our first round of the relay is on the Thursday morning, and our final of the 400 metre individual event is in the evening time. So clearly we'll not be having our finalists, and my expectation is that we'll have at least one, if not two, girls in that final. So yes, we will be, and this is very much, we have a panel of 8 girls, all quite closely matched after our kind of top 3 girls, our 4 girls, and you know, so there's every opportunity there, and that's where we need that depth. And for the first time in a long time, we actually have that depth, which is contributing to our success.
Yeah. In the recent Europeans this year, we had 4 medals, 2 in the relays with the mixed and the ladies. Rashida Adeleke and, of course, Ciara McGeehan, silver and gold, respectively. Can you have a carbon copy of that at the Olympics? Is that achievable? Or what's achievable medal-wise, do you feel? And I'm putting you on the spot here.
No, my first reaction is yes, please.
Yeah.
And I think being mindful, I suppose, of expectation, and that this is Europeans was fantastic. And some events, actually, European level can be as maybe even higher, as high as quality as world level. But this is the Olympics, and we definitely will step a different level. But going back even to Budapest in last year, World Championships, to have 2 fourths in individual events, to have a 5th and a 6th, and the relay team certainly augurs well, and that's where we would have liked to have been coming into this year. So it's auguring very well. And I think the performance, and particularly from Ciara McGeehan, in terms of how she dominated that race in Europeans, is certainly indicative of a good performance. And it's like everything, both individuals will be taken at one run round at a time. And in terms of Rashida, I think sometimes we have to remember she's only a very young woman yet. Mm-hmm. But, and again, her recent run in Monaco in the Diamond League, again, I think she's stepping down her stall to say, well, I'm here and I'm ready, sort of thing. Like, so, yeah, please God.
Yeah. As you told us, you're heading out on Thursday, but all the other athletes, they're starting out in different stages. So they are, Tracy. So it's not a case of you're chartering one big flight and everybody's going together.
No, it's very much going back almost to that performance environment again. Mm. And the influence of Paul McNamara. It's very much, we are there to facilitate athletes and coaches to prepare the best way they feel they want to prepare. So that means facilitating athletes to stay at altitude if they wish to and to come in late. It's facilitating camp. And it normally tends to be facilitating. Some athletes prefer to compete quite late. So again, some will still be at competition. Some will be with their own training camp or their own company. So it'll very much based on their competition. And as a rule of thumb, people will come in to camp 10 days before their event and into the village 4 days before their event.
There's a change as well to the rules in, for the Olympics. It's, as we talked about before we started, it's very much like show jumping. There's a reportage here. So there is a chance for some of the fastest losers, even if they don't make it, the system's changed, that they can find themselves progressing through the different rounds.
Yeah, this is the first time that we'll see the reportage working. I think it's more familiar with an equestrian. I only experienced it myself for the first time at World Relays, and I have to say initially I had my doubts around it. But to be fair, it actually worked. It didn't affect us in World Relays. Thankfully, we were done and dusted, automatics. But it does give another opportunity for someone that was maybe DQ'd or took a tumble or had any sort of issue around that, even in sprinters, a false start. It gives them the opportunity to come in again. Yeah, so it will mean extra runs perhaps for some people, but again, I think nobody will be turned down the opportunity of an extra run to make the next round. So hopefully it will stand to us.
Yeah. This is obviously an Olympic Committee competition, so it is. World Athletics do the Europeans and the World Championships, but a lot of people see this as the pinnacle. Is there much difference between going to a Worlds and a European and the Olympics? Obviously, you're working closely with the Olympic Council of Ireland, which is under Gavin Noble, a Fermanagh man. So how different is it to a normal run-of-the-mill World Championships, Europeans, Teresa?
It is very different. And I suppose for me, coming in, actually, I found, you know, I went to European Championships, my first championship. I went then to a World Championship and the level just changed. Everything was better. Everything was different. Everything was more pressure. I went then to Tokyo and everything was different again. It reached another level again. So, you know, it's the Olympics, as you say, is definitely the pinnacle. And again, it is how I often refer to it myself. It's the OFI, it's the Olympic Federation of Ireland. It's their gig. And we're there at their invitation almost. So, but we have a really good relationship with the OFI. And certainly from my perspective, it was great being involved in Tokyo because you learn the personalities and you learn the different people. And Gavin Noble himself has been fantastic. He has been very supportive all the way. He's been instrumental even in our camp and everything else. And it has been, there's been really good communication and really good relationships between the two groups. So, athletics is a complicated sport. It has a lot of diversity and it's great that we see the likes of Gavin understanding our needs and our individuality.
Yep. This is the closest game since London in 2012. So it is. So a big Irish support is expected to France, which is good. It's nice to have them closer to home. And the Irish, I'm sure, will be out in full force of the World Teresa, which is a big benefit, and yous feed off it and the athletes feed off it.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I'm shocked myself, I think, because there's so many people, even at you know, club, I see chatting to coaches and parents, even in my own club, that are all travelling. I just think it's amazing. And it's great to see people having, you know, our parents to see that foresight and say, let's go there because this may be the best opportunity that we have. And I think too, even going back to say the likes of Rome, the Irish fans were they were just unreal, and our athletes really, really responded to them, and they're so grateful to it. And there's nothing as nice as seeing somebody from home when you're away, and particularly in an environment that's quite tense and that. So it's amazing to have families there, and to have family and friends and supporters of athletics there. And it's, I just think it's a great opportunity for people as well globally, or particularly people around other sports, to get that excitement and to really enjoy my sport.
Yeah. Just finally then, what would you like out of these Olympic Games in Paris, personally from yourself, but from an Irish team point of view as well?
Well, I'll go personally for myself, first of all. And I have a little, I kind of have a little thing that I do at the end of a championships myself. And I you know, as I'm leaving maybe the stadium or leaving the track for the last time, I like to turn around and have a look and look back and say, yeah, you did a good job. Mm-hmm. Good job. Okay. So I'd like to have that feeling. Yeah. And I'm confident that I will. And again, from us, it's without expectation or pressure, but a medal for athletics will be game changing. My expectation, if we won a medal at Olympic Games, our funding will change. Our status within, you know, Sport Ireland, our status everywhere will change. So, And the reason I'm so hopeful for that medal is almost for the future and for the next games and for the continuing generations, that a medal from athletics would change the governance of our sport. And I think that would be massive for opportunity for generations to come.
Hopefully, fingers crossed, that medal comes.
Yeah, and toes.
And more. Listen, Teresa, many thanks for coming in. I know you're heading away now on Thursday, so all we can do is wish you a safe trip to Paris, to France, for the Olympic Games, and we wish you and everybody involved all the success, and hopefully we'll get that medal.
Thank you. We'll take it day by day and take it from there. Thanks very much.